Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then back from 9 to midnight. We're here, my friends, live right now. On this December 9, 2005 edition, we were finishing up with a caller, Jeff in New Mexico. Then we've got a Reuben, Cliff Ray, and many others. We've got a former congressman coming up who's fighting against the Patriot Act in about 30 minutes. And a bunch of other news here concerning the police state and the brainwashing and the rest of it as we track and chronicle the global government's criminal activities, as we do here daily. But I was talking to Jeff in New Mexico. And he was, bringing up the inheritance tax, which I guess Jeff, in some respects, is for. And look, the liberals, and I don't mean that in a derogatory term, people who consider themselves to be liberal, they think that taking money from the rich is going to help the poor. That's why the rich are rich, because they're smart, and sometimes they're criminal. The higher up you get, the more criminal they are. And they're going to always use any big reservoir of money that you pot up together, that you create, and they're going to suck out of it. And big corporations actually lobby for welfare, and lobby for big governments, and lobby for corporate welfare. So if you start trying to take one billionaire's money, it's just going to be sucked up by another billionaire or a trillionaire. And I don't want to get an email going, Bill Gates is the richest man in the world at $44.4 billion. That's his current wealth, 444444. Well, it's $44.4 billion. That was what I saw a couple days ago. And he's been worth as much as $110 billion when Microsoft stock's down. Gates is nothing. Real elite families own the printing presses. Real elite families print the money. They own the stock of the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England and the Bank of Germany, Bundes, and the Bank of Russia and the Bank of Japan, the Bank of China. This is all staged. I mean, it's just fact. Top political scientists like Carol Quigley wrote 900-page books about it. It's just not debatable. It is totally staged. So just the terms we use are false. Commie, socialist, fascist, it's just all baloney, folks. It's command and control versus freedom. And any time you centralize power, it's going to be usurped. Oh, we might have a big centralized government for a day. And might be have some benevolent dictator who handed out, plots of land to people and left everybody alone. He will be assassinated, and he will have an elite put in above him. He will, because that's what criminals do. They see a lever of power, they're going to seize it. So you stunt the levers of power. You weaken the levers of power. You separate the levers of power. That's the doctrine. That's what the founding fathers said. It's pure genius. It's absolute common sense. It's just the way humans operate. Now, go ahead, Jeff. Any other comments?
Well, I heard something on NPR this morning about the Chamber of Commerce. I think they want to depower the class action suit. Like, there's one I got in the mail for initial public offering securities litigation class action suit, during the tech wreck. They're trying to get all these companies like Ask.
Very, very, very dangerous. Look, they're trying to make it to where they force you to take vaccines, but then there's no liability for the company. And whereas there are a lot of lawsuit abuse out there, that is just a symptom of a larger problem. Class action lawsuits are good, and they should not be restricted.
Like Ask Jeeves, that's one of them that average preliminary damage estimate from Ask Jeeves is $179 million. That's one of those.
I think that's ridiculous. You know what? If somebody wants to go out and buy mining stock from some scammer and they get ripped off, or they go buy a timeshare, that's their problem. Or if they get scammed by some 2008 presidential candidate, who's pushing stuff, or some, local shyster here in Austin, that's their fault, folks. People should do due diligence. Listen, I'm out of time. Thanks for the call. I thought we were discussing, I thought we were getting in to some other issues there. Fine, other point you brought up about litigation. We could talk about that for 5 hours, for 10 hours, for months. It's a big subject. But we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And we will continue with your phone calls and just a bunch of news. Chinese police kill villagers during two-day land protest. Yeah, kill them. That's the freedom. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Into this second hour, now well into the second segment. Coming up, we're scheduled to have former Congressman Bob Barr talk about his resistance to the Patriot Act's reauthorization, his resistance to the Pentagon spying on the American people. I mean, that is just on its face a felony. It is against the law, but they've been doing it very quietly for the last 25 years or so, really even longer. I also want to get into Chinese police kill villagers during two-day land protest. More on the Miami bomb incident. Turns out the cops lied, the feds lied, and now they're saying, okay, he didn't say bomb. Let's see, for a few days, though, they got that out there. Neocons, I heard them this morning, are still saying bomb. They're never going to shut up. That's how it works. The first thing you hear is what they then stick in there and becomes the historical record. Let's go back to calls right now and go through these calls. Reuben in Ohio. Welcome, Reuben.
Hey, Alex. Listen to you on 900 WCER out here in Ohio. And I got three topics I want to hit with you real quick, but I wanted to let you know I watched Order of Death on PrisonPlanet.tv, and it's excellent. And you mentioned in there that Jesse Jackson's a 33-degree Freemason, and makes perfect sense, but also blew me and everybody else's minds that were watching it. But
and you know, Jesse Jackson will run around and make high schools change their name from the Rebels
which nobody cared about, which everybody was proud of. I mean, there have even been protests locally in Austin where the black students are out saying, don't change the name of our school from the Rebels. But they still did, but Jesse Jackson doesn't want to take down the statue of the founder of the Klan from there in D.C., does he?
No, which is mind-boggling. How can there be a statue of Albert Pike? It defies all logic. But I want
they tell you what to be upset about. They tell you what to, you know, get all hot and bothered over.
Yeah, but we're awake now. Listen, there is a British magazine, it's like a men's journal, called The Zoo, and I was wondering if you were familiar with their 9/11 unanswered questions that they ran in it over the summer.
I was not familiar with that.
A friend of mine who's from England, his mom sent him a copy, and he ripped out the pages and gave it to me. It's a 50-50 job. 50-50, I'd say, serious questions, and then they throw in a couple jokes and weird things. If I could, maybe I'll copy it or just send you in the pages that my friend ripped out.
Sure. I mean, 9/11 is not a laughing matter.
No, but this is like, I would compare it to maybe a Maxim or an FHM men's magazine over here in the States. You see what I'm saying? I don't know what the Zoo is.
Yeah, mild Playboy.
Right, but here's a serious article in there with a few jokes. The second thing I wanted to ask you about is there was a movie by Josh Whedon at the end of the summer called Serenity, and I was wondering if you saw it or heard anything about
Excellent
it.
Excellent movie.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. If you didn't see it, you need to see it. And then the last thing I wanted to ask you is the split in the Democratic Party over the war real or is it manufactured? Are the people who are speaking out against the war, are they legitimately against the war, or is this a setup for the UN?
Well, that is a huge question, and thanks for the call. Let me try to answer that, Ruben, on air after you've left us so I can try to focus. That is such a big question. There's so many facets to it. I mean, I don't know the heart of Howard Dean. Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? I know Hillary is bad, phony, been intelligence agency front woman to control liberals since day one. I know Bill Clinton is. And every time I mention this, I know we've got well-meaning liberals listening who don't understand it, so then I have to back it up. You see, I'm kind of neurotic about that. Now I want to go off on a spiel about Bill Clinton recruited by the CIA. The evidence is clear. Working for the Bushes, even back when Bush Sr. was CIA director in the 70s. Clinton then being, you know, sent as a Rhodes Scholar, and then, of course, his main mentor being Carroll Quigley at Georgetown, who openly said that they were controlling the left and right and pushing for world government. And then Bill Clinton at Mena, Arkansas, with the narcotics trafficking, all being controlled. I mean, I've interviewed the agents who were there unloading it. It was well known that this was a Bush-Clinton operation. And then now people had trouble believing that years ago, and I covered it in films and things. Now it's Barbara Bush calls him her son, and Clinton calls her mom, and they vacation together like constantly. And they run little scam charities together. And Hillary has four-hour lavish dinners every week with Rupert Murdoch at his New York, $50 million penthouse. It's all staged. I mean, here's how the scam works. We're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars that they're making off of us every year. We're talking about control of the world through the military muscle of the U.S. They're not going to leave it up to actually having two parties fighting with each other. Now, they don't control every congressman or woman, they don't control every senator, but they control most of them. And they certainly control the committee program and the centralization of the committees and the party leadership. It wasn't like that 100 years ago, 200 years ago. Now, a senator has no power if they don't toe the line, follow orders, and then they don't get that committee chairmanship. Then they can't bring home the bacon, so they basically get removed. And then in case the people get on to what they're doing, they're putting in the electronic fraud machines, totally fraud-based, totally proven to be a major scam. So then you've got all of that. But clearly, you know, Hillary comes out and says, you're just not prosecuting the war right. Invade Iran now. I mean, I remember in the debates, Kerry going, we need to go into Iran. They're the real threat. Why'd you go into Iraq? Wrong country, Bush. But we got to stay the course in Iraq. Clinton says it. Kissinger says it. Lieberman says it. You know, all these old guns out saying it, and then in first Dean comes out and says, we got to get out of there. And then he goes, well, we just got to have an exit strategy. We got to hear a plan. And then now they're going to run these ads showing Democratic leaders waving white flags like good old boys sitting around. We ain't going to be a bunch of cowards. We're going to stay. That's like if you were fixing your garbage disposal and the breaker flipped back on and it caught your fingers in it. Would you pull your hand out or would you go, I'm not afraid of them blades. Let me just stick in there a little bit deeper. When you're the one that stuck your hand in there, our government created Iraq. The British did. They put Saddam in. They funded him to attack those countries. They told him, go ahead and go into Kuwait. They lied about WMDs. They've done all of this. We got to stay the course. And all the top analysts have looked at it and say, if we leave, things will get a lot better. But the Pentagon's plan, that isn't their plan, is to make as much money for the shareholders. As Thomas Barnett, the Naval War College professor, says, we work for Wall Street. We don't work for the American people. We're creating global government. And there's a room full of generals on C-SPAN clapping. Yes, yes, we work for global government. Yes, we work for Madison Avenue and Wall Street. And it was like the Howard Beale talking to, he gets a network with a globalist, calls the anchor in and says, look, we're global government. We're all stock, human resources in this global government. You know, they're telling you what they're doing to you through these movies. And so it doesn't matter. I mean, all these liberals, martial law is coming, the government may be total tyranny, it's all over for us. And you say, well, what should we do? We should turn our guns in. Well, how does turning our guns in make the government be nice to us? Are you for Che Guevara giving up his gun? No, of course not. He was a rebel, which they don't even know he really wasn't. Well, why can he have an AK-47, but I can't? It's different. It's different. You see, they're brainwashed, folks, just like the neocons are brainwashed. We have to see it's two different brands of brainwashing that come to the same end game. I mean, take so-called conservatives. They think George Bush is conservative. He's as conservative as Joe Stalin. I mean, the government, he spent more money in 5 years than in 225 combined. Official. More than every president before him combined. Together. He opened borders, gun control, signing on to UN treaties. Just all of it. I mean, he just goes on NAFTA highways. Just all of it. Everything. He is an abomination. See, I don't owe my allegiance to a puppet. To a sputtering little yuppie cheerleader. He was a cheerleader, folks, from Kennebunkport, Maine. Blue blood. Because he wears a cowboy hat and struts around with a fake accent. I don't owe my allegiance to that. I don't owe it to Bill Clinton with his little Arkansas accent. I'm a good old boy. You can trust me. When he's an intelligence operative, just like Putin is, just like it's admitted now that Blair's MI6, they're all intelligence agents. They work for the intelligence agencies that work for the big private corporations. Period. The country's totally been overtaken, totally dominated. And we keep putting perfume on a pig, denying how bad it is, denying how far it's gone, denying that we had a silent, organized, scientific coup back in 1963. We had a coup before that. It's just Kennedy actually thought he was a leader and thought, no, I'm the president. I give the orders. And they said, no, you don't, Mac. So people need to understand that. This needs to be realized. We need to consciously get this into our heads, that we're being managed and played, and that we're being controlled, and that they know that you need to see this theater, so they have a good cop and a bad cop, and we're all sucked in by it. We've got to re-educate ourselves. You know, they have conditioned us. They have indoctrinated us. We have to personally start researching, personally get out of their re-education camp and educate ourselves. It's that simple. You have to be conscious of history, how human societies play out, what this current elite's goals are, and what we're facing, and how they're using terrorism to hurt us into accepting total martial law and total tyranny. And it's wrong, and it needs to be resisted and stopped. And the Democratic Party isn't going to save us. It just isn't going to happen. The Republican Party isn't going to save us. And so many Democrats owe their allegiance and their friends and the clubs they hang out with to, oh, we're Democrats, we're the good people. No, you're not. And Republicans aren't either. It's just, and there's no such thing as lesser of two evils here. It just is not the case. It's broken. We've got to fix it. We've been usurped. We've been dominated. We've been conned. We've been hijacked. We've been freeloaded, freebooted. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Adam, it's quick now. Cliff in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead, Cliff.
Hi, Alex. Yes, we are in an information war, and I've gotten all your tapes, and I lost count, giving out over 200. It's the best tool we got out there to waken up the people around us. I've got two stories out of Colorado, one last week. 57 police officers, including feds, DEA, IRS, Aspen PD, Snowmass PD, SWAT team, two family restaurants for drugs. They came up with it was a 7-month investigation. They arrested 9 illegal aliens, $3,000 and a 2 grams of cocaine. But the DEA agents were seen eating salt, dust off the shelves, and crematorium remains from a coworker that had worked there where they stored his ashes. And the DEA agents asked what this is, and they said it was crematory remains of a fellow worker. And they proceeded to taste test it. I think that's make anybody's skin crawl. And
well, it's an incredible hubris and arrogance. And I didn't see this report, but again, they have to introduce something that then people want to use and do use as an excuse to turn the whole country into a war game. The enemy is a substance. Anyone can be using it. Watch everyone. Tattle on everyone. Spy on everyone.
Right.
If some idiot wants to use cocaine or heroin, let him. And in Europe, where they've legalized it, it's not cool anymore. It's seen as dirty and pathetic, and you get about a 70% reduction in the usage. But, oh, let's not do that here. We couldn't have the drug dealers own the private prisons they put your kids in.
Exactly. And here's the thing, too. These were family restaurants with kids eating and dining with guns a-blazing. And also, they didn't have even the concern.
Guns a-blazing? Well, they fired their weapons?
Well, they didn't fire them, but they pulled them out and were telling everybody
brandishing
them, right.
Why don't you email me a story about that?
I did today. Also, they didn't even bother to tell the sheriff up there, and the Aspen PD and the sheriff's department share the same building, and they Aspen PD had said that they were too busy. So the sheriff brought us, didn't even know what was going on.
I guarantee you there were cars being stolen, houses being broken into, real crime. I mean, somebody breaking into my house, folks, is a lot worse than somebody using drugs. Then cops will argue, well, the drugs cause people to break in your house. Yeah, it being illegal puts a black market premium on it, and then the cokehead wants to break in my house. And then you, the cop, want my Second Amendment so I can't defend myself from them. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, and I'll try to get that story posted, Cliff. Just sounds like par for the course to me. Ray in Delaware. Ray, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I'm not listening to you on any radio station here because we don't get you.
Well, thanks for that information. So you don't listen to the show?
No, it's not on here. I listen to it on shortwave radio. It's not on regular radio.
Yeah, I understand. You are listening to it on a station. Okay.
Okay. And the reason I found out about you, I have a lot of friends, and I keep saying, doesn't anybody get this New World Order stuff? And they said, yeah, you got to listen to Alex Jones. I said, well, how do I get him? They said, only on shortwave. So I went right out and bought a shortwave radio. And you do get it, sir. And I congratulate you. Now, I'll give you a little background. I'm a 58-year-old Vietnam veteran, and Vietnam taught me cynicism and how to investigate things and how to find out what is really going on. And consequently, I'm a political junkie. I buy 5 papers a day and listen to as much news and information as I can on the radio and on the TV. And what I found, and this is interesting, I think you know this, is that you won't find the truth in all this, but you'll find leaks. You'll find things they don't want out there that they will kill, but they leak out once or twice. And I'll give you a good example.
Well, also, I mean, something may be classified. Their agenda may be classified, but as they play the agenda out, you can see what the classified agenda is because it manifests itself.
Right, right. Now, here's a good example. About 8 days ago, Alan Greenspan gave his farewell speech to a bunch of corporate types, a bunch of New World Order types. And in this speech, he said the only way to cure the deficit were with massive cuts in Medicare and Medicaid. Now, CNN ran that story once at 11 o'clock in the morning, and I could see in the face of Soledad O'Brien when she read it, she couldn't believe that that story got out there, because that's damaging. That can get old people to start thinking, and actually Americans in general to start thinking. And sure enough, that story died right there. That was the last I heard of it. It was in no papers. It was never again on the news. And
you know what? I've got a guest coming up, but the guest is only on for one segment. You want to hold over till the guest is gone to finish up your point?
Sure.
All right. Thanks for the call. I'll go ahead and put him on hold. We've also got Clint and others waiting. We're scheduled to have a guest coming up here in a moment. It should be very informative concerning the Patriot Act and other issues. So be sure and stay with us.
We
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to realityzone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Bob Barr, and he's got an appointment that he's got to get to, so he's just with us for this segment. And I tell you, he's been hard to get on. Busy man. Of course, Bob Barr, representative of the 7th District of Georgia and the U.S. House Representatives from 95 to 03, serving as senior member of the Judiciary Committee and vice chairman of the Government Reform Committee and as a member of the Committee on Financial Services. He was in the CIA. He, of course, was with the 21st Century Liberty Chair of Freedom, Privacy, and the American Conservative Union, and serves as the board member of the National Rifle Association and the Patrick Henry Center. He also serves as the chairman of Patriots to Restore Checks and Balances and provides advice to several organizations, including as a consultant to the ACLU. And it just goes on and on for page after page. Most of you know who Bob Barr is. This is his maiden voyage here on our show just for a few minutes. Congressman, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, certainly, because you reach a lot of people and you deal with very, very important issues, frequently constitutionally based issues. So I'm glad that you all are out there doing that.
Oh, I didn't know that you were aware of what we did, Congressman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you reach a lot of people, and these are vitally important issues when we're dealing with our civil liberties, and so many folks in both of the national parties, the Democrat and the Republican, they sort of forget about this, don't want to deal with it, so somebody's got to pick up that baton and run with it, and you do, and I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you coming out against the Patriot Act. A lot of people are confused, and I'll just give you the hard question up front. why did you vote for the Patriot Act, and then for the last 3.5 years you've been vehemently opposed to it, and I commend you for fighting against its reauthorization in its current form, but can you explain that to us?
Yeah, most important thing, first of all, is why are we opposed to the reauthorization of the provisions at sunset without some limitation? And we're opposed to those because the way the Patriot Act has been used over the last 4 years raises very serious concerns that it is being used in an unconstitutional way, and it is being abused by being used far in excess of the purposes for which it was intended. It was intended to provide very important tools, some of which are important and are not controversial, and that's why I voted for it, because it did give important tools to law enforcement and our intelligence agencies. It created more positions. It created better coordination between the agencies, and that was important. The problem is that at the same time, it gave the federal government too much power. And as we've seen that power being used over the last 4 years, we see that the power to access law-abiding American citizens' records, private records, is being used far in excess of what it was intended. The government still does not have to show any suspicion whatsoever that the citizen has done anything wrong before the government can access their records. And we believe that this dramatically undermines the Fourth Amendment guarantee of privacy in our system of government. So,
what did you think about Patriot Act 2 and the things they wanted to add?
Well, it took a very bad situation and made it dramatically worse. There were, as you know, because I know you've talked about it, there were provisions in the so-called Patriot 2 or Son of Patriot Act to give the government the power to strip Americans of their citizenship. It greatly would have greatly expanded even beyond the powers in the current Patriot Act, the ability of the government to access personal private records of American citizens. It would have expanded the definition of Domestic Terrorist Act. And thankfully, we thus far, knock on wood, have been able to stave off expansions of the Patriot Act. But what we've been trying to do with the reauthorization of the Patriot Act, or those provisions that would sunset this year, is to try and bring a little bit of balance back to it. We've made some progress, not a lot, but we have made some progress. But what we're trying to do right now is urge senators, particularly Republican senators, not to buy into this sham compromise that is being proposed now between the House and Senate conferees. It does not go nearly far enough, so we're urging senators to vote against cloture on the Patriot Act compromise bill.
Well, the way I read it and the way analysts are reading it right now is really it's the original Patriot Act, and they're just putting in a few little turn of the phrase to confuse people, some platitudes.
They are making some minor adjustments. Some of those minor adjustments are positive, and I commend Senator Specter and others for at least holding out for some changes.
But I mean, Congressman, here's the problem. They're already implemented Patriot Act 2, grabbing American citizens, saying no habeas corpus, saying we can torture whoever we want. Bush is God. He speaks like from the throne, like the Pope, ex cathedra. I mean, it's just light years, open discussions of using troops domestically, having the CIA and Defense Intelligence, looking over our hedges at us. I mean, even Ron Paul a few weeks ago on this show, and Paul Craig Roberts and many others, say it looks like the classical move towards a dictatorship.
Basically, as long as you smile when you demand to see somebody's ID at gunpoint sitting on a bus, I guess it's okay for the government. That's sort of the way they operate. That it can be a totalitarian type regime.
Congressman Bombard, do you see that as a danger?
I think it's a real danger where we have the military becoming involved in all sorts of domestic matters, and we have the government being able to seize very private personal records on people without any suspicion they've done anything wrong. I mean, this is a dramatic turn of events that has accelerated greatly since 9/11.
I saw an editorial you wrote a few years ago saying that the attacks on our liberties are more damaging to America than the physical attacks of 9/11. Can you comment on that and then in hindsight elaborate?
I don't doubt for a minute that we can defeat terrorists. We have a great military, if we focus on the job of the military, and that is protecting our borders and fighting our, and protecting our national security interests overseas, we win virtually every time if we get serious about it. But if we then turn the military inward and use the military to compile electronic dossiers on citizens, to data mine, to have citizens watching out on each other and reporting on each other, if we have the military involved every time there's a bad rain or windstorm or tornado, then what we are doing is we are undermining the entire basis on which our constitutional representative democratic form of government was founded. And even as our leaders in Washington say, we're not going to let the terrorists change our way of life, they are implementing policies that do precisely that.
Congressman, how did your stint at the Central Intelligence Agency help you be able to analyze the current things that are happening in the U.S.? Because that's an area on the web and other places, and I've got a lot of emails and calls just since I announced you were coming on. People wanted to ask you about that, exactly what you did at the CIA.
My experience both at the CIA and as a United States attorney under Presidents Reagan and Bush 1 really allows me to look at these issues of government power and constitutional authority from the practical standpoint that I know firsthand just how powerful the federal government already was before the USA Patriot Act. The tools were there, whether they were intelligence tools to discover what the terrorists were up to or law enforcement tools to actually stop them. We had the tools to stop those terrorists prior to 9/11. We didn't. But it wasn't because we didn't have the USA Patriot Act. It was because the government, at all levels, had gotten sort of lazy, was not doing its job of implementing and carrying out the laws that were already on the books. The work that the CIA does, for example, and the other intelligence agencies, is basically outside of the constraints of the Fourth Amendment, and that's as it should be. When our government gathers intelligence, foreign intelligence overseas, they shouldn't be bound by the Fourth Amendment.
Tommy Franks last year, when he was outgoing head of CENTCOM, and I'm sure you're aware of this, said, one more attack, we turn over the country to the military, we get rid of the Constitution. And then the CFR, some other people said this. The PNAC boys said terror attacks will really be helpful to get our agenda through and to silence dissent. I mean, I want your comments on that. Honestly, this is classical tyranny we're seeing, and I'd like to get your take on specifically what it means have this whole umbrella. Here's what I'm trying to say. They are going in and setting up neighborhood watch homeland security groups, and then there's no terrorists to look for in Albuquerque, New Mexico, say, or in somewhere in Colorado. So what they do is, okay, we're going to fight crime now. Spy on your neighbor. Are they smoking pot? They've used the Patriot Act on pot dealers, topless bars. I mean, you know that. You've written about it. It's clear. They just want to use this against us.
I think you're absolutely correct, Alex. I think what they're doing is they're using people's fear of another terrorist attack to move forward with various government programs that the government has wanted to gather and put in place for many, many years. They're using the fear that is now driving public policy in this country, which is very unfortunate and very un-American for our nation's policies to be driven by fear. But that's what's happening, and many of our leaders are shamelessly playing on that fear to implement and grab power in ways that in calmer times, perhaps, the American people wouldn't stand for. This is why we put into the Patriot Act sunset provisions for many of its provisions, so that at least we would have the opportunity after a few years to sit down and see how these were used, take a more calmer look at it, and make changes.
Now, Congressman, I've only got two more questions for you. You've got to leave here in just a few minutes, but I do want to say that you have a show called Bob Barr's Laws of the Universe, and that's on Radio America on the weekends, aired several times, and it's live, of course, once. And you've written the book, The Meaning of Is, Bob Barr, about Hare Clinton, and I'd like to get you on sometime longer to specifically talk about the book. The website's bobbarr.org, Bob, and then B-A-R-R.org, or there's links to it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But getting into illegal aliens, you mentioned our borders. The war on terror holds absolutely no water with anyone. The minute I mention that our borders are completely wide open, only 8,000 Border Patrol, 2,000 or 3,000 on duty at any one time, it's a complete joke. It's a war zone here in Texas, 800 dead in the last 11 and a half months, rocket attacks, U.S. missions closing. I mean, it's more dangerous than Israel, the State Department said. I mean, this is a hellhole here, but the media won't talk about it. Bush wants amnesty. So, I mean, I'd like you to speak to that. The borders are wide open, but I got to have some do-gooder looking over my fence to see if I'm Al-Qaeda.
It's a real shame, and it's our Achilles heel, and it's one of our own making. On my radio show this coming Sunday, we're going to have Tom Tancredo, one of the real champions of trying to beef up our border security, or at least have a rational dialogue about doing a better job. But even in the president's speech a couple of weeks ago, where he talked specifically about border security enhancement, even though there were some good ideas in his speech, the one area that truly is the linchpin for this whole thing, and that is cracking down on those who come to or are into this country, given employment. There are either woefully unenforced penalties, or they just aren't. They just aren't enforced at all. And until we get serious about cracking down on those who are in this country or coming to this country to work, as laudable as that is, then we're not going to get a handle on this.
Okay, last question, and it's a two-parter, Congressman. I'll let you get out of here. I know you got an appointment you're late for already. Specifically, Katrina, there was gun confiscation. It did go on. We got federal injunctions. Cops won't give the guns back. They were under federal command when they did that. A great martial law drill. And Bush is trying to reauthorize the assault weapons ban. Just all of this going on. Why are we seeing things like this starting to happen?
It's interesting because I fought a lot of these gun control battles when I was in the Congress and the Clinton administration was in power, and yet I continued to work Second Amendment issues, and it's my impression, to be honest with you, and this is confirmed by a lot of folks who are involved very heavily in regulatory matters involving firearms, that it is more difficult dealing with this administration than it was dealing with the prior administration. And I think it's because even though I believe truly that President Bush is a supporter of the Second Amendment, he understands it, they are unwilling for some reason, this administration, to really be upfront about it and to really take steps that solidifies and strengthens the right to keep and bear arms in this country.
But if
they are not watching over the bureaucrats' shoulders.
But if it's in the Bill of Rights, and it's also very popular to be pro-gun, why isn't Bush doing that? And finally, sir, a lot of callers brought this up. People want to think of you as a champion of freedom. They get a little paranoid with the intelligence agency background, and they say, well, he voted for this bill, and no one was even allowed to read it, just a synopsis, and they go, well, now he's against it. And some people want to ask you this question. When did you have your turning point of realizing we're going in the wrong direction big time? Or was that a real turning point? Or are you kind of just a ringer going in there to kind of take control of the so-called opposition and be loyal opposition, Congressman?
Well, that's a new one for me. I don't think that there are many people that would believe that, and that certainly would be ridiculous. I firmly believe in the positions that I take. I always have. I had very serious concerns about the USA Patriot Act when I voted for it. I worked very hard to get changes made to it, and we succeeded to some extent. We did get a lot of changes made that the administration didn't support. unfortunately, the way it's been implemented, with lack of proper oversight, lack of information from the administration, using these powers much more expansively than they were intended, and now the administration trying to get additional powers, those are real danger signs. So my concerns with the Patriot Act go back and are on the record before it was even passed.
Well, I'll say this now, Congressman. I've been on the air for 11 years now, and I remember when you were making all the right stands for liberties, freedoms, Second Amendment, all down the line, and I appreciate you fighting against against the Patriot Act reauthorization now and fighting against Patriot Act 2 and the Victory Act and the Intelligence Enhancement Act and all of this stuff. So I appreciate you. It's just that we have a very, very skeptical audience, and obviously most of them do really appreciate you. And we appreciate you coming on and spending the time today with us, and I hope to be able to get you on the show every 6 months or so. And as soon as we can schedule it, I'd like to get you to talk about your new book, that is The Meaning of Is, about Mr. Clinton, and maybe then we can talk about why George Bush told Congressman Dan Burton to back off Clinton.
I'd love to talk about those issues. They are important, and I look forward to being back with you soon, Alex.
Thanks a lot, Congressman.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, there goes Congressman Bob Barr, and we appreciate him coming on, and I ask the tough questions you wanted me to ask. But frankly, folks, when he's up there fighting the Patriot Acts and doing the right thing now, it almost doesn't even help to beat him up and go after him. I don't know. Overall, Bob Barr is probably a pretty good guy. I mean, he's better than Chucky Schumer or Hillary Clinton. he's not a sterling creature like Ron Paul, but I mean, they don't. I wish they made more of those, but they don't. Almost a perfect record. But there's Bob Barr, and there's the tough interview. Tough question. Probably never come back on because of that. but we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side, and we will go to who's holding what? Cliff and Ray and Clint and many, many others. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Another hour just exploded past us. I'm going to go back to Ray, who got cut short earlier. I'm going to go with Clinton, Levi, and many others. A lot of calls coming up in the third hour, and a ton of news I haven't gotten to yet. The one thing I didn't like that Barr did do, and I'll put this in an article when we write one in the next few days about the interview, is he said, oh, Bush has done more to go after guns. Yeah, doubling the size of the BATF. I mean, it's bad, folks. Bataki's going after the, you know, suing the gun manufacturers. Bush has done a bunch of other stuff. Signed some importation bans. We're in trouble. And, oh, but that's just because Bush hasn't been watching the bureaucrats. Oh, yes. That's why he campaigned for the O'Sullivan's ban, because he suddenly was possessed by a bureaucrat. And still good old boys on the streets will go, George Bush is absolute pro-gun. I've actually had him, you're ridiculous. Get out of my face. I was out at Crawford. There'd be little neocons over there who would literally start frothing and threatening you if you disagreed with them. I go, but Bush isn't conservative. Back off, boy. Don't you talk about him. I've actually got a video of this. I put it on the website. A lot of you have seen it. And I'm like, but he's anti-gun. That's a lie, you piece of filth. Back off. I guess Bob Barr's lying, too. Well, okay, Bush is pro-gun. Turn your guns in. I mean, how am I supposed to satisfy the absolute brain-dead neocon out there? Oh, man. All right, before I go back to your calls, I just briefly, at the end of this hour, again, want to encourage every single one of you out there. Number one, if you want powerful, informative videos that will wake people up and that make great gifts, to get my films or books or other books and videos and T-shirts and things that we carry at Infowars.com. And yes, secondarily, it makes everything we do here possible. And we have slashed prices over 75% on some of the videos and books, some of the new stuff, some of the best stuff. You know, T-shirts that are normally $20 are $9.95. Videos that are normally $25.95, $5.95. Buy one video, the next is $9.95. There's a whole... Everything's basically a special. I mean, they're just special after special after special, and just look at the savings at Infowars.com. And again, I want to thank those that have gotten the videos and have supported us. Because of that, we've been able to expand some, and we're reaching a lot more people. We've got a lot of new features in the films, on the sites coming up, because you guys have supported us. But we need even more support. And we're in the fight against the New World Order. Get my videos. You're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. The toll-free number to call and order the videos is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv. At PrisonPlanet.tv, it's 15 cents a day. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions. And right now we got a deal where normally you get 3 months free when you get a year subscription. Right now you get over 5 months free when you get a yearly subscription, $39.95 instead of $54, $54.95. Right now, $39.95. 12 months. The site's almost been up now, coming up on 2 years here in about 3 months. So just thousands of pieces of media on there now. PrisonPlanet.tv. And that is the main engine behind funding all our websites and what we do. We still put out about 30% of what we do on the web for free, the video, the clips, all that. And members, you're subsidizing getting the word out. You know, it's going right into us being able to stream videos for free. I've had analysis done on my websites because they do have a lot of free media on them. We use more bandwidth than the Drudge Report, ladies and gentlemen. We're not as big as the Drudge Report. It's many times bigger than us, but we use a lot more bandwidth, terabyte after terabyte after terabyte, because we do have videos and audio and all that stuff for free. And quite frankly, at PrisonPlanet.tv members, you get first exclusive, you get everything, but about 30% of it or so goes out for free to educate the general public and fight the New World Order. We're going to start vodcasting soon, video casting to your iPods. We've been from, I don't know, 5-6 months been doing podcasting, but we're going to start vodcasting, video casting, and part of that will be free, part of that will be for PrisonPlanet.tv members. All right, third hour coming up.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.